From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, California voters on today's recall election and the author of a book on praise of nepotism. But first to the California election, voters today decide whether Governor Gray Davis should be ousted, and if so, who, out of 135 or so candidates, gets his job. There are also two propositions on the California ballots, one referring to funding public works, another on racial privacy. With us to discuss today's vote is Dan Weintraub, who writes a political weblog for the Sacramento Bee. Dan, thanks for joining us again on Day to Day.
Thanks for having me.
And how is it looking for Governor Davis and the candidates hoping to replace him?
You know, Alex, I've been covering California elections for a long time. I've never seen a race where the campaigns had two such crazy different views of how it was coming down to the wire. In this race, the governor's people are telling me it is neck and neck, that this thing could go either way. Schwarzenegger's people are telling me that their recall is leading by 20 points as of last night. Usually, you know, they're within a few points and it's just a matter of which way the thing is going to break. But they either one side is lying, or they have just entirely different methods, or this electorate is so mixed up and volatile that really nobody knows what's going to happen today.
Who are you believing?
I think it's somewhere in between. I think the recall is still, in fact, ahead, and I think that by the time this is all done, I'm still thinking that it will prevail.
What about the other questions on this ballot, these two propositions, one for funding infrastructure, the other on racial privacy? That last one had been somewhat controversial.
Right. Propositions 53 and 54. And 53 was actually a leftover piece of the budget deal last year. As they were closing the budget deal, they were looking for Republican votes. And there's one Republican in the Assembly who's very big on rebuilding the state's infrastructure. So in exchange for his vote, the Democrats agreed to place this measure on the ballot, which would set aside a portion of future revenues in a pay-as-you-go fund to build new roads and water projects and infrastructure for the state. It's a constitutional amendment. It would actually serve as also sort of a reserve fund in a way, but it doesn't seem to be catching fire with the voters. It's a little complicated, and it's just getting lost in this election. Prop 54 has gotten a much more publicity. That's the racial privacy initiative. This measure would prohibit the government from collecting racial data on its citizens. It's caused quite a bit of controversy and has been opposed by nearly every interest group and institution in the state. And at this point, it appears to be going down.
Finally, we've talked about the candidates and the campaigns. What do you see in the mood of California voters as you travel around the state, as you publish your weblog, you get emails and reaction from people? What is this experience?
I think people are very angry. They're very frustrated, a little bit fearful. But, you know, some of the opponents of the recall have ridiculed it, saying that, you know, things really aren't that bad in California. The economy's doing okay. This is sort of a middle-class revolt by people who are really doing just fine. But I think that misses some of the deeper frustration, because, in fact, I think people who think California is doing pretty well are still very upset at how badly their government seems to be doing.
Dan Weintraub writes a political weblog for the Sacramento Bee, writes a political column there as well. Dan, thanks for coming in to speak with us again.
Thanks for having me.